This episode is brought to you by Loot Crate. Loot Crate is a monthly subscription box service for epic geek and gamer items. I got this really cool RoboCop shirt last time around, and my dad got this neat Rick and Morty shirt and a cool Futurama little action figure thing. So you should hit it up. It's pretty cool. You can go to lootcrate.com/unpitchable and use the code unpitchable to save $3 on your order. Make sure you visit that link and use the code, otherwise you won't get that discount. Anyway, so normally we would cue the music, but today we're mixing it up a little bit. So unfortunately, David and Nick are they're not with us anymore. They're in a better place, and I don't mean they're dead, but David's out in Florida and he's just chasing down some Pokemon or something. And Nick is on sick leave, recovering from the disappointing DC trailers from Comic-Con this week. So that just leaves me. So rather than doing a normal episode, we've decided to put together our favorite goofs, scenarios, bad movies, and it's going to span the first 10 episodes. So we're going to do the best of the first 10 episodes. Just a warning, you know, the first 10, sound quality was an issue, and unfortunately,
it's still an issue.
So if you if you're listening and the sound quality is bad, just remember, we'll be back next week, and everything's going to be all right. All right, let's get on to the show.
So how do you build your confidence back up to where you accidentally do it anyway?
Oh, okay, I'm just going to do this. I'm going to do, like, open quote, Eddie Murphy impression.
Okay.
Shrek, it's okay that she died. Close quotes, Eddie Murphy impression. What do you think?
That was pretty spot on.
That was pretty good, right? Yeah. I gave myself a 6
got
out of
chills
10.
Just then.
Yeah. 6
if
out
you
of
had,
10.
If you had a purple leather jacket on, like, I'd be done. Like, a purple leather jumpsuit would be... Can I add one thing, though? One clarification. I feel like the Christmas tree isn't lit until his body hits the tension point. Like, right? Like, that's when it lights up. Because they're going to a Christmas tree lighting slash execution. Like, whoa. Is that right?
I was really thinking, like, he'd lift his foot to step off the edge and it would fade to black. But then at the end of the credits, it's just the rest of the shot. That's it.
It's just his shadow swinging in the lights of the Christmas.
Like an ornament? Like, starts an ornament on the Christmas tree.
Yeah, it's a big ornament, though. Like...
You obviously don't have a big enough tree then. That's your problem. You gotta dream big. This is a fantasy universe, David. There could be dragons. There are dragons.
He's like, this gosh. Is wrong. I never thought about this, but now I just realized our podcast could really help people.
No.
If this is helping you, turn it off immediately. You need to seek help. That is what you... No, listen. This is a serious moment. This is that episode where we're like, you know, the drug episode of the TV show. This is this... Where this part of the podcast is that episode... If you are getting help from this, please
stop.
He's mad with power, right? And so he's like free in the cafeteria to do whatever he wants. Uh-huh. It's him just like laying on a table and like scooting around like a worm and sucking up as much Jello as possible.
That sounds like a thing Kevin James
that just
does
sounds
anyway.
Sad.
He does this a lot. To suck up the Jello. That's the noise. And then you do it. It's like. It's actually meth Jello.
Methjello.
Methjello mellow.
That's what it is.
Methjello.
His teacher is selling Methjello to the students, and he's got to stop him. But he doesn't know it's until he has a bad trip.
No, it doesn't.
It erases the movie, and everyone is finally free. This is what happens.
This is perfect.
But then what's the Dove Channel Saturday nights to the family members?
That's no, the thing. This is like X-Men Days of Future Past Days of Past.
What
Days
if
of
I
Future
told
Past?
You
Days of
Future Past. That okay. This actually happens, but it was back and eats
and
he
erases
until he
all
dies,
his movies?
And then these are gone. And we save everyone.
Well, I don't know if you guys remember. It was 96, Fresh Prince had come out, and the second season had just ended.
Okay.
And the third season just started.
Sure.
And they replaced Aunt Viv, and nobody talked about it.
Okay. Yeah.
You guys remember this, right?
Yeah, I do remember this. It's a completely different looking woman. It was like, what happened here?
This is where's... like when Corey Matthews in Boy Meets World, his sister goes upstairs and doesn't come down for a whole
thing. Oh my gosh. I forgot all about that.
Weasel? Yeah, Weasel.
Weasel.
Dang.
Weasel is her name for real?
That's what they call her.
Okay.
Weasel.
Remember he had a sister, and she was in a couple of episodes.
What? We watched way too much Boy Meets World, because I can tell you for certain that's her name.
Morgan? Yeah, I thought so.
Morgan.
Yeah. I think I added her on Facebook once. It was
weird. Wasn't there an episode of Family Matters where the same thing happened? A sister went upstairs
and... A child
And did she not just never came back.
She was there and then never came back, yes. I don't remember who it was.
You don't talk about death on a sitcom. That's really what this is about.
It brings it down.
And then, like...
I just feel horrible for that poor kid.
Dude.
Shia LaBeouf ruined him.
He'll always be Beans.
Yeah.
To me. I mean, if you're listening, Beans, I love you.
We love you, Beans.
Don't worry, man. Like, if you want to come hang out, like, you need some bros, like... I see two bros in this room that will totally hang out with you.
You are the best non-Steven. So, back to
the movie. All right. Well, so we got the beginning. What's the hero's journey?
Now you're talking about Beans. So I feel like he should be the lead because listen, he needs to
as
work.
A monkey.
I don't care.
Is he going to like Andy Serkis this and like mocap it or?
Except for they don't mocap it. It's just him. with like the little balls on his head and stuff. And he's like walking around acting like a monkey, but they never actually did any 3D effects for it. They're like, classic goof, Beans. Gotcha, Beans. And he's like, I'm not Beans, stop. I'm never going to be able to do
if
this.
If you were in the room and just me and David are just staring at Tim, just waiting on him to come up with the plot.
Oh, yeah.
Because we don't know what to do.
You guys just, no, hold on a second. Let's do like 4 minutes where you guys don't say anything and I have to talk about this movie. Because I guarantee you it'll be a classic.
I really thought just coming up with the title was my job. So,
like, I don't know. If like when you came up with the title and you were like, oh, I can't think of anything you'd do in this movie, then you probably shouldn't just suggest that as your movie.
All right.
So can we say that this movie is very unpitchable and appropriate for the podcast?
All right. I guess I think we should move into something else. Then. So we're just agreeing to go ahead and scrap.
It's just Beans because he needs the money. And they just like so like we pay him to do the mocap, and we just put it on the internet, and we get satisfaction because his life is ruined, but he gets satisfaction because he gets money.
Okay. That's like Star Wars kids, but Planet of the Apes. This is Planet of the Apes kid.
Ping pong kid. Ping pong the little kid. Ball stuck to him. That's great. Maybe the movie reverses it, and they're not the Ghostbusters, they're the Human Busters. And the ghosts call when the humans get mad at them, and they gotta kill the humans. Think about that for a film. Like,
it's not like... So Ghostbusters 4 is who you're going to call because the Ghostbusters are dead.
No, really, who are you going to call?
Fair.
That's where they're all committed to an insane asylum because there were never any ghosts. And they were killing people with their laser beams.
Reboot.
Anyway, they all die.
I feel like that's how
all of our movies have to end.
Yeah.
They all die. Yeah.
But if you haven't figured it out by now, every unpitchable movie ends with a beloved character's death. I want Supernatural. I'm very much aware.
Trust me, I know about the ectoplasm. Sam, help me. Sam, get in the car, Sam. Sam. Stop drinking that demon blood, Sam.
Like he can't. I've never heard him say Sam in a normal voice. He's like, yeah, no, cool, it's cool. We'll go to the bookstore. It'll be great.
Sam. Get in the car, Sam.
As a child.
Yeah, like that kid who play him, like, he did a really good job imitating what's his name's voice, which I can't.
Are we out. Supposed to wear pants here? Can I, like, do we?
No. Logistically, yes.
Logistically? It helps with the dampening.
Okay. It helps
with the dampening. Everyone, nail your pants to the wall. It helps with dampening.
I went to Publix.
How much was it?
What is Publix for people who don't have Publix?
Yeah, what is a Publix? Also, what is a grocery store? Also, what is a car that you got into the grocery store? Also, what's a parking lot you park in? Also, can you tell me what human existence is like?
If you don't have Publix in your state, then I'm sorry. Publix is great. It's like if Walmart tried.
Well, you buy Pop-Tarts there, so deductive reasoning.
It's a grocery store.
It's either a gas station or a grocery store. You bought this from Publix, the Mexican market.
Publix is the name of the guy.
When we moved to Alabama, we thought Publix was an adult bookstore.
Right. You sent me this picture, and I got psyched because I was like, I could price some of that Pop-Tart if I asked.
I like maple. I like bacon.
Yeah.
I like Pop-Tarts.
I like maple and bacon together. That's a good combination. Yeah.
So I get to work. I open it. Smell immediately should have warned me. This is not something that should go in your body. But it didn't. I said, you know what? Some things smell kind of rough, but they still taste good.
Yeah, like dead raccoon. Like, yeah. You know, you hit a raccoon and you're like, smells bad.
Well, asparagus doesn't always smell
pretty much,
great, but
they pretty much eat
right.
Trash all the time. So they
like
smell
when
terrible.
Drink, when you drink cold
great.
Milk, but it's not sour yet.
Yeah.
Like
sure.
Just slightly
sour. That's exactly what he's describing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, sure. So I took a tiny nibble because I was kind of scared. I don't even think I took a bite as big as you guys. I was So you got a raw end of the deal. If my mouth had an eject button, I would have pushed it. I understand that eject is literally just spitting it out, but I'm saying I touch my face as
you're,
if
you're saying
eject.
That you're,
I looked for an eject button is what I'm saying.
Your
natural
biological response wasn't fast enough. You needed intervention from somebody else to like get that out of your mouth.
I needed to not think about having to spit it out. I needed to just be able to touch my body and make it.
See, I think I had the opposite experience of you. I mean, I hated it. Don't get me wrong. But when I ate it, I immediately said, I almost tried to spit it out on the table. Like, I was like, I got to get this out of my mouth immediately. It tasted like you ate an old shoe. It was like one of those things where, like, I kept chewing it. I'm like, this is going to get better. And then I didn't spit it out until, I don't know, like 30 seconds later. And then I almost died. It was great.
Yeah, so I was forced. I knew after reactions not to eat this, but they asked me to eat it for the sake of being able to talk about something on this podcast. And so, you know, we record on Saturdays here, and David thought it was a great idea to bring it in personally from the bottom of my
heart.
See,
the problem is, like, if you let it get over the threshold, it has mouths.
Yeah.
That's how it is with spirits and Pop-Tarts. So you can't invite it in, man. And vampires, I think. I don't know. That's probably true.
I bit into it, and it really just tasted like someone poured crystallized maple syrup over ham. Like
that
potted
sounds,
ham.
Sounds really
like
good.
Potted ham.
That sounds good.
Oh
that.
My gosh, get out of here, you two.
I'd eat that.
Okay, hold on. I think I know what the smell is like, and maybe Tim will get this.
Welcome to the smell cast. We talk about our favorite smells on this podcast.
Let me just explain this real quick. All right.
Like, we're still good.
Sorry, Melissa McCarthy, for calling you Snooki.
Actually, I'd like to apologize to Publix for assuming you're an adult bookstore when I got here. I really love your produce. Thank you.
I haven't seen that movie, I don't think
you know,
so.
You've seen Batman Returns? It's got Danny DeVito.
What?
I haven't seen it.
Oh, we got a podcast.
This is worse than me not seeing Cool Runnings.
No, it's not.
No, it's
it
not.
Is.
No, it's
it
really
is.
Not, though.
Those movies I've heard are good, but forgettable. Cool Runnings is forever.
That's a t-shirt.
That is a t-shirt.
Cool Runnings is forever.
Well, they can kind of explore the darker side of Marvel, because, I mean, believe it or not, there is.
Oh, yeah.
Jessica Jones was super dark.
Well, Luke Cage is kind of dark, too.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't know that much about Luke Cage.
You have to cut that out because all you said is dark. That's your racist comment to the podcast. That's why I clapped.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know how much I really love Good Will Hunting. And so my movie, just to give you the title right out the gate, is Better Will Hunting.
Okay.
I can deal with this. I already have like 30 different things.
Okay.
But since you
hold
did
on, I, have you, I have to give you guys one stipulation.
Okay.
Okay. Because I don't know the plots of this movie. I haven't really thought about it.
Okay.
But this movie has to lead to the third movie in the franchise, Best Will Hunting.
Okay. See, I can get behind that.
All right.
And see, the thing is, I actually, and I wasn't going to pitch this, but in my notes have reverse Good Will Hunting. Which would have been just a whole storyline of, I'm on the board. Who did this? This does not equal shoe. And it's just like all about them getting him to him to read. Like, so that's probably the prequel to this to the Good Will Hunting. I think though, kind of the thing that the Predator movies, at least from what I understand, is someone survives and they're worthy.
Yes.
And
who's gonna survive? That's really what this comes
I really think it's Caitlyn Jenner.
Okay.
All right. Listen, not technically a Kardashian, but on the show.
Once a Kardashian, always a Kardashian.
Yeah, really, at that point. And I think what happens is they respect how he killed 15 predators on the way here with just a tennis racket.
Tennis racket.
That's it. And so they're like, all right.
He even restrung the tennis racket at one point.
In Alien vs. Predator, they give that girl at the end. I think it's the girl at the end. And he gets the same mark, and they respect him.
Okay.
But then he starts trying to look like a predator.
They're not cool with it.
That's pretty much the end. Kevin James is a very, very good actor, and he can do any role, even skinny guys.
And then in this movie, he played the geyser, so.
Behind the scenes, you see, I drink the water, and then I spit out the water.
I just have people push my stomach, and water shoots out.
And then the director's like, he's like a camel, it's ridiculous. He just drank like 4 gallons. So it's like a podcast about fake movies with three ordinary guys. Who pitch semi-ordinary.
Do you know the difference between an ordinary and extraordinary? It's just that little extra.
Just that little extra.
Just thing. A little extra.
I like when someone says extraordinary and then someone's like extraordinary. And I'm like,
yeah, that kind of feels like an insult when someone says
is not nice.
Extraordinary. Maybe that's how we should do that.
Not everybody can have the unpitchable podcast sandwich.
just two McDoubles, right?
No, well, okay, listen. You're just...
McQuattro.
Listen, I'm not going to... Yeah, it's a McQuattro. But the problem is, when you sell it like that, it sounds like it's just two McDoubles. When in reality, it's just two McDoubles and mozzarella sticks. I want to go ahead and make sure we drive this movie into the ground as hard as possible. What if they're on a submarine for a whole
I think we're definitely in a post Dawn of the Apes world, right?
Yes. No, I mean, well,
where humans and apes exist together in society as adults.
Can we stop right now? Humans and apes exist.
I mean, no, wait. I will keep talking until you stop, sir.
Listen, no, listen. They already coexist in a world. That is a thing.
But he goes back in time to try and save Sarah Connor, but he falls in love with Judge Judy and ends up sleeping with her.
Wait, no. If you edit out the silence, I'm going to be so mad at you.
We're going to weave it.
I'm going to talk about the silence for another 2 minutes so that you have a hard time editing out.
There's like a whole line of
reading. A whole line of us just going, huh?
I don't like that.
Okay, then come on with something better.
No.
I'm not saying I don't like the voice.
Listen, Kevin James, direct me.
Listen, let me tell you something. I don't like that. Yeah, I mean, the backstory for Baby Lord to me, Nick, I swear, if you grab an Oreo and you eat it while we are podcasting, I will come down on you so hard, you will not know.
Why are you doing this?
Because I don't know anything about Baby Lord. I'm done.
We're going to make it up.
You can help us. You can be a part of this.
Okay, go. 3, 2, 1.
All right, so we just cut in. Nick went and grabbed a Oreo, and we're going to sit here and watch him eat it. Because I'm not about to talk about this amazing idea while he eats it. Oh, is that good? Is that good? Is that a really good Oreo?
Slide that cookie.
Is that so good?
Into your mouth.
Eat that cookie. This is great.
Eat that cookie.
If you move that mic, it's going to mess up the sound for the rest of the podcast. Fantastic. Eat that
All right, we're good.
Okay, cool. Now, Nick only has one more half to eat of his Oreo before we can start recording again. No, cool. It's just
I regret doing that.
Go ahead and eat it. No, it's fine, man. I love giving you a play-by-play of people eating on an audio format. It's my favorite thing ever. Oh, no, he's smacking more now. Fantastic. This is great. There's these three blue guys from California I can only imagine.
Why are they blue?
Great question.
Well, that somebody whole hurt them. Listen, song, I went in. Was a bathroom.
They're Eiffel 50s?
Eiffel something. 65.
65?
Is that,
why
sure
do we know that? Because
it's garbage.
Because when we were at the skating rink that one time, you requested it like 12 times, David. I remember this.
I did.
I know someone. David, guys. We'll do a David podcast one of these days. And I'll reveal his darkest secrets.
Undavidable.
Undavidable.
So, have you ever been eating pizza and your life's depressed? I think everyone
has. Have you ever I'm never depressed when I eat pizza.
Maybe I'm depressed and that's why I order the pizza.
Okay, yeah. I can deal with that.
So,
that's where he's going.
So everyone uses pizza as his comfort food, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, what if so? And lay on a couch and talk to a psychology professional.
I like this idea.
Yeah, and they could talk through your issues. And it was a business called Therapizza.
Oh,
now. We've workshopped this name with David, basically, and he's on board.
I like it.
I'm on board.
So I will.
I'm on the couch.
I'm going to need your bank account numbers in order to make this happen. No expense, guys. We have to make this happen to save the people.
So my first question is.
Let me stop you. Yes.
does this board certified psychologist or therapist? Work? Do they make the pizza? Is it an all-in-one stop? Is, I guess, what I'm asking.
Well, someone's got to crush the Xanax in it.
That's not Parmesan. That's Xanax.
Yeah, hand me that shaker of Xanax. I do think there could be some undertones of actual Fight Club in this. And
Fly like a butterfly, sting like a Huckabee.
No, wait. Dude, no. That is probably the best campaign slogan I've ever heard in my entire life.
He can play bass, and he's got that slogan. I don't even care if I agree with him or not. I would vote for that.
That was his slogan, man. I'd go for it.
That's a really good slogan. I feel like that ruined my movie. Because I want to be funnier than everybody. What if this was actually all those kids from the movie have been waiting for Ben Stiller to die? Because he's such a terrible monster in that movie. And he, like, tormented them all their lives. Even after Heavyweights, he never left. He was always there to make fun of them. And so the wait is over is them going to the funeral and finally rebuilding the blob. And they throw his corpse on
him.
On the blob.
They blob him? They blob his corpse?
But they do it directly to the sun because they all jump on at the same time. And that's a lot of weight.
So there's just a Ben Stiller floating.
His body would probably burn up in the upper atmosphere, but that's not the point. The point is Ben Stiller's body gets burned up for real because practical effects are a thing people like now. Wait a second.
Is he just pitching Hunger Games?
Yeah, that's what this is. No, listen. Ben Stiller fakes his own death to get them all in the same place and puts them through Fat Hunger Games.
I'm gonna co-op.
He puts
him
through the Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. Yes.
All right. Done. Okay.
Can we put that?
Heavyweights 2, Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Okay.
So, the wait is over. Yeah. Well, all they hear is they're all like walking through the forest and they hear Love Machine start blaring and they're like, that's what happens when whenever someone dies. Yeah. It's not like cannon shot. It's just Love Machine blaring in the background. Or You Are All Skinny Winners plays over the microphones. Over the speakers whenever someone dies.
No, it's Roy has died due to lack of hustle.
Oh my God. Yes.
Man, this is a good movie.
Why are we saying this on air?
Someone's gonna make this movie.
Can I just add, whenever one of them dies, instead of folding a flag, they fold up a piece of lob.
Or
for their coffee.
A piece of pizza.
I was going to say a piece of pizza. I love that too.
The movie is basically, it just turns into
I don't remember.
Ice. What are the heck? Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer.
It turns into Snowpiercer on a roller coaster.
The
only way we won't die from this weather is to stay on this roller coaster. Snowpiercer would have been so much better on a roller coaster. They can like see the cotton candy machine. They're like, "Oh, we're eating these bugs, but we can have the cotton candy."
We're coming up on the year. How can you tell? We've gone around 16 times.
That's where those two people got off.
They're just walking away to the cotton candy. He's got a torch for some reason, Nicolas Cage does.
Yeah,
has a torch.
Yeah, he's got a torch and he's like dusting off things. And you're like, that's just the sign that leads to the bathroom, you idiot. Like, that's not a clue. This is Disney World, man.
It says, men.
I can't read this. Can you read Braille? You idiot. It's right above it.
The Freemasons often communicated in Braille.
On signs outside a bathroom. Little known fact. My dad was one.
All right, let's further this along. Keep going.
Really? No, this is it. This is the whole film.
They die and it's a small world.
It's a small world. They drown and it's over.
Snakes on a Plane is just so confusing because nothing really happened in that movie, but nothing didn't happen in that movie.
Everything happened in that movie.
We have to dissect this statement David just made. Are you saying that everything that ever happened in the history of time itself can be encapsulated in that movie? Is this another theory, like your RoboCop theory?
Oh my gosh. The other thing
I wanted to talk about. It's like Minority Report, but you just have to watch Snakes on a Plane, and then you find out who's going to murder who later.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
No.
Gotta be careful how you say it, though. If you say movies@unpitchablepodcast.com, bots can skim it and they can spam.
Really?
No, I just made that up. You guys are stupid.
Get out of here.
You guys are the worst.
You're the IT guy.
All right, so just to like clarify, this is the Disney Channel original movie.
Yes. Yes.
That's a pull. That's like a real deep pull to get that one, like to remember that. What was the other movie? The Other Me? What was that called? What was the one?
There were plenty of movies.
What was the
There's
other
Brink.
Movie?
Tell me you remember Brink.
What about Horse Sense? Why didn't you do Horse Sense 6?
I have Horse Sense 2 on this list of garbage movies. And no, you want me to just go ahead and read you the
Yeah, go ahead.
The
save the
back in the saddle.
No. What? Can you make that funny? You can't make that funny. Erase that from your list.
No, that's why it's in the reject file.
Save your reject
file. It's not funny at all. Save your reject file. No, I'm not going to go through them all. There's too many gold ones there.
Okay. The tree that died to make that paper is so mad at you right now.
Who can veto that? But that means I don't have a movie.
No, I'm okay with it. Nick, go.
All right, so what's the name of this?
What point did you have in mind for this?
That's nothing. I just had a title. Okay. I was really hoping you'd veto it.
I refuse to veto this.
Shoot me on air.
I refuse to veto this.
It's weird. David got replaced midstream. This is the weird. Like we were recording this, and he got replaced in the middle of the recording with somebody new. David 2 is back, and he's got a good movie. Go, David.
Okay, Con Air 2, and all I have in parentheses is Sky Captain.
What? I say we stick with the first one.
No, we're marrying both. It's the
Can
only
we
way.
Double veto?
Wait, we might be able to marry them both. Hold on.
This is the unpitchable podcast.
This is the podcast where you get to hear us actually workshop it.
Oh no!
In all its reality.
Look. I'm gonna level with you guys.
We got nothing.
Gotta have your peaks and valleys, right?
So how is Damon Wayans possessing multiple people at once? I'm just curious.
He's a ghost. I don't know, dude. Like, what do you...
Ghosts have...
Let me get the Necronomicon out. We'll find out exactly what ghosts can do.
I'd like to apologize for, I feel like I'm just gonna go and say, 4 bad movies in a row? This is future prophetic and then also past.
It's
movies,
like the last
so.
3 podcasts, Dave, Nick and I have been throwing you life preservers. And this time we were like,
I've just been popping them. Just looking at you and popping them.
I want to die.
I just grabbed the shark that was going to bite me and made it bite the life preserver.
Yeah.
I, for anybody who doesn't know me, which is probably everybody who listens to this podcast, I'm very much, I have a room in my house dedicated to Batman. And David and Ted.
For whenever he comes over.
Yeah. This is your guest room, Batman. You stay in this bed. And Mindy's like, he's never coming, Nick. He doesn't exist. And you're like, he is! Shut up! The counseling really helped, but occasionally you'll have fits, you know? And I get it. It's cool.
I'm going to edit all of that out.
I think most of our movies are about animal cruelty. It's really weird because neither of us care. Like, you and I both go to the store and we see the organic chicken and we're like, I want my chicken to die the worst way possible. I want my chicken to have, like,
I want
to
taste the fear.
I want my chicken to have been marinated its whole life in barbecue sauce and it died because it drowned in barbecue sauce. Like, that's how we feel about animals, yeah, unfortunately. It's like, well, yeah, he died of natural causes. What? He drowned on the barbecue sauce.
It was natural for him.
His snorkel, fell out and he drowned. We're the worst.
Yeah. We didn't mention any Kevin James at all. That's right. Who?
It's a clean slate. Episode 10, the reboot. Like, so we're not going to mention Kevin James at all from here on
out. So there's a kind of like a running joke that, and it's not really a joke, it's just something I do to annoy the guys. When they mention somebody who's even mildly famous, I just say, who? And in the beginning, they used to try and explain who they were, and so they figured out that I just sit there and screw
with them. So Nick did that enough that now we just don't listen to Nick at all. And so it's been hard on Nick because he's like, hey, are you guys listening? Like, what? Sorry, we didn't hear you.
Well, my unpitchable brethren, you've made it to the end of the podcast somehow. Come close. Let me hold you close to me like a baby bird, and I will protect you. Any older episodes with bad sound quality. Anyway, listen, if you like the podcast, you should rate and subscribe on iTunes. You should hit us up on Facebook or Twitter, Instagram. You can check our website out at unpitchablepodcast.com. And if you have suggestions for movies, we'd love to read them on air. It's movies@unpitchablepodcast.com. And as always, we thank you for listening. I'm your host, Tim Catania. I'll see you next week. Beep, beep, beep. Hi, I'm David. I'm making a weird noise. Beep. I'm Nick. I'm making a hairy back.
Oh no, I'm making Tim and David hate me. Beep. Hey guys, remember that joke I did that I didn't stop for like 6 hours? Let's just keep that going so you have to cut it and put it right at the end. I'm Tim. Woo! Beep. There are no more bloopers. This podcast was perfect.